let's take a moment to talk about rocks.
If we talking rocks, then let's talk metallic. Metamorphic cementation and compaction.
This is Jalil Cephas, who just finished his sophomore year at Validus Preparatory Academy in the Bronx. He wrote this rap after a unit on rocks in his earth science class. He's on stage here at Columbia's Teachers College, competing in the final rap battle last weekend.
It's very rare, plus I heard it, so I can't. To tell the truth, I never been a rock fanatic.
Hip-hop is inherently scientific.
Chris Emden is a professor of science education at Teachers College.
The processes for the science mind is the same processes for an MC's mind. The way they think deeply, the way they make keen observations, the way they're analytical, the way they describe the environment.
He helped launch this hip-hop project to get high school students from city schools to write their own rhymes on topics covered in science class and then compete. Students were judged on their lyricism, their performance, and their knowledge of the material. Emden partnered with the website Rap Genius for the pilot and a little bit of star power.
When the MCs came, tell them about their names and to perform.
GZA, a founding member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
When I was growing up and we started rhyming, it was all about being the most articulate, wittiest, having the catchiest lines. It was all about being smart and being intelligent.
But he knows that being smart doesn't necessarily translate into caring about school. GZA dropped out of high school in the 10th grade. Now he has an album coming out that explores science concepts. In order to write the tracks, he hid the books and met with scientists. So he and Emden spent the last several months trying to impart that same ethic to student rappers from 9 high schools. Take Jalil.
The whole rock part of earth science and everything is boring to me.
He's speaking here just before his performance in the green room that's set aside for students.
When I actually did the song, like, it actually made me think, like, I started thinking, like, hold on. I started looking up all these rocks and different rocks and seeing that they were seeing volcanic rocks and everything. Like, it just started making me really want to learn about rocks, like, for no reason.
I'm glad that he finally found something in the school that's interesting him.
And this is Jalil's mom, Jenny Carmona. She volunteered. He's had arrests and suspension since he was 13. And he doesn't do well in school because he doesn't try. Chris Emden says the point of the project is to find what does interest students, like hip-hop, and meet them where they are.
For many of the students who are not successful, this is something that they just know how to do.
Many of the students competing for the title of Science Genius have been making up raps for as long as they can remember.
My name is Ryan Andy Rivera.
He says he started writing rhymes for his dad when he was 5. Now he's a rising 10th grader at Park East High School in Manhattan. For the competition, he focused on a lesson from his living environment class. Sexual reproduction.
And when the sperm finally reaches the ova and the journey's over, it becomes a zygote and waits till it's 9 months older.
And he has some very confident competitors.
I'm not scared because my work is that good.
Alicia Duncan from Arts and Media Prep says she writes about a rap a week. She takes the stage in the auditorium and performs her composition about gravity.
Why you wanna be mad at me like 9.8 pushing down in me?
The rappers each chose their own beats. Their lyrics are on a screen behind them as they perform. There are raps about ecology, DNA, the solar system, and 6 judges, including GZA, had to pick one winner.
I'm about to tell y'all a little something about work and kinetic energy, all right?
Top place went to Jabari Johnson, who just finished his senior year at the Urban Assembly School for the Performing Arts. Wearing a button-down shirt and bow tie, he raps about joules, as in the unit of energy.
Here's a lesson. I know it kind of hurts, but if you truly want to work, then there must be progression, because FD equals W, the rule, and the unit measurement for the product is called joules. Cool, I did the work.
He says he gets good grades in science. For some of the others who competed, this was admittedly the only assignment in science this year that grabbed their attention. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
The energy that is left creates a domino effect. My mass is what I'm bringing to the table. Underestimate your wish that you had brought a bigger dinner plate. Separate me from the fakes, let me educate. Velocity's my following, and that's what I'ma generate. Through these shows and gigs, just overcoming all the friction to the point where friction doesn't even make a difference. I feed my interest with the laws of physics. When M and V multiplies, the picture is painted vivid. The work was just something that got me inside the door. Now we squaring the V and it's exponentially more.
You better be